97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it really is not Christmas, especially here in Central New York, until two things happen. Number one, it's got to snow. You got to have snow on the ground. And number two, you have to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's a holiday classic, and ladies and gentlemen, the person that authored it, Dr. Elmo, is on the phone. Dr. Elmo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Big Papa. I'm wonderful after an introduction like that.
Well, this song has transcended the holidays. It really has.
Yeah, I'm always surprised every year that it comes back, but now I think it'll be here for a while.
It's going to be around for a little bit. Now, how old is this song? Because I remember it as a kid.
30 years old. I recorded it in 1979.
Wow. So that means it's I'm 1 year older than your song.
That's right.
It's funny. So that means when I was growing up, it was like the hip new Christmas song, and now it's turned into a classic. Did you have any idea it would turn into this when you were putting it together?
Well, not at all. When it first was played on the radio, some people called in and said they wanted to hear that song where Grandma gets killed at Christmas. And then a lot of other people called in and said, we hate that song, and they pulled it off the radio right away. So I thought that was going to be the end of it.
So you actually got, and I'll tell you what, that was probably the best thing for it, huh?
It was. When 1 year, the Great Panthers came out and picketed my performance. They had all these picket signs that said, what's so funny about a dead grandma? And I thought, oh, this is it. You know, I'm done for. But the funny thing is the news media thought it was pretty interesting. And then when they covered it, everybody went out and bought one of the records to see what it was all about.
And now you're a holiday staple thanks to their protesting and people loving the song. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
So the song is 30 years old. Again, we're talking to Dr. Elmo, the person behind Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. What do you do the rest of the year? What how do you fill your days?
Well, I usually write other songs, and I play pretty full time with a bluegrass band. I'm a banjo player.
Oh, cool. That's very cool. So do you do a lot of touring and stuff, or do you do a lot of studio work?
Mostly touring on the West Coast, you know, California, Nevada.
How are the banjo groupies? Are there a lot of them or no?
There are very few banjo groupies, Big Papa.
But the ones that you do get, they're worth their weight in gold, aren't they?
Definitely. and if they were gold, they'd be worth a lot of money.
Oh, man. It's Dr. Elmo, Grandma Guy. Now, do you happen, can you do a little something for us this morning?
Sure.
Oh, I would love
Grandma
to.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Big Papa, we believe.
Yeah! That's awesome. Dr. Elmo, everybody. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. 30-year anniversary. This is amazing that this song has really been put through the ringer, hasn't it, Dr. Elmo?
It has been through the ringer, yes, and back.
Everything from getting picketed, yeah, and you've been covered. Do you like it when other artists take your song and do their own version of it?
I think it's pretty flattering that they think it's worth that, and it has been covered a lot because. You know, every time someone wants to, I mean, there was Obama got run over by a reindeer, Osama got run over by a reindeer.
I like that one.
So, yeah, anyone that you don't like, you can just say they got run over by a reindeer, and the song is a good vehicle.
Who's other than yourself, who did your favorite, the favorite version of Grandma Got Run Over?
I believe a guy named Mike Church, he did Obama recently, it's the most recent one.
All right, very cool. Again, it's Dr. Elmo. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. It's their 30th anniversary. Do you have a website, Dr. Elmo?
I do have a website, and one thing I have this year is a 30th anniversary collector's gift tin that's at all Walmarts, and it has a CD, a DVD, a Christmas stocking, all for $7.
Oh, wow.
And even if you don't like the song, you can throw the CD away and it's still worth more than $7.
Yep, so, yeah, because you got the DVD and the stocking and the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Elmo. And what's your website, Dr. Elmo?
It's Drelmo, like Drelmo or DrElmo.com.
Do you have help? How old of a guy are you? What are you, in your 40s?
Oh, I wish. I'm 73.
73. How big of a family do you have? Do you have kids, grandkids?
No, I have. I just have a fairly young wife and a couple of cats.
So you're a rock star. You're the banjo star, and you're in your 70s. How old is your wife?
She's 50.
Oh, that a boy. That a boy. That a boy. I'm proud of you, Dr. Elmo.
Oh, thank you very much, Big Papa. What a compliment.
Dr. Elmo, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. It's the 30th anniversary. Dr. Elmo, thank you so much. I'm going to play your song right now, okay?
That's fine with me. Thank you very much.
I'm going to play the whole thing for you right now. Dr. Elmo, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. For all of your Dr. Elmo needs, go to drelmo.com. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Big Papa. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy that hot young wife of yours, brother.
All right. I'm going to do that right away.
All right.
Right after this interview.
Dr. Elmo, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.